Well, welcome to the time of prayer for the website. As I mentioned before, if you click on the slides, you'll be able to pull up and see all the ones that we know about that people ask us to put on our prayer list and to pray for. But as you know, we always know there are a lot of prayers that are not mentioned aloud, and there's a lot of prayers that we don't know anything about. But God is an all-seeing, all-caring, all-loving God, and He knows everything. So we come in a prayer of agreement with you and for you on something that you might be praying for, and we lift it up. Because the disciples were really curious about prayer. They wanted to learn how to pray like John the Baptist taught his disciples. And Jesus said to them, well, I'll teach you. Because we do have an intimate relationship with God the Father, through God the Son, and through the gift of the Holy Spirit. He says, so I will teach you of that. And I'll also let you know that this also, this prayer, includes dependency for daily needs, be committed to obedience, and more importantly, the forgiveness of sin. Now, prayer certainly is personal, but prayer is also corporate, where we can pray for the church, and we need to pray for the church. Now, I'm not talking about just denominations or individual congregations. I'm talking about the kingdom of God, which Jesus Christ is the head of, and He is the head of the church. That's the church we need to pray for the wisdom and the grace, so that we can all work together in harmony for the same Father. That would be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it? And Jesus was manifested in the flesh, and He came and He dwelt among us, and He gave us the opportunity to do just that. So with all the prayers that we know about and ones that we don't even know about, let's pray the prayer that Jesus taught, because it is a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. And everybody can pray. If you have a voice, you can pray. If you have a spirit, you can pray in the name of Jesus. Join me in the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And if you ever would like to have individual prayer requests, why, you can certainly always call me on my cell phone, 850-591-9785, or send Phil an email. And we thank you for tuning in to the prayer part of our online service.